Melech Ozer Moshiach Magid. What are we meant to think when we say these words? The first things first is Melech. It says the Yosid V'Shorish Avodah. To have in mind with tremendous simcha, you're the great, awesome king. If we don't think that, say Melech Ozer Moshiach Magid, we're not going to focus on that as Shavach and Hoda'ah. Remember, this is a Berachas HaShavach. They're at the beginning of the Amidah. It's all praise. Then we request, then we thank. So in order to feel that praise, we need to focus on the words, Melech. You're the king. You're awesome. You're incredible. Who created the universe, who's the king of the universe. And the Sosemis develops this idea. And says, we Jews need to rejoice in the fact that Hashem is the king. Because yes, he is our king. He's always our Melech, Ozer, Mashiach, Magid for the Bnei Yisrael. But apart from that, to understand that the Geula is going to come from him and him alone. That's the Ikar Simcha, from his Yeshua. Knowing that you, Hashem, are the one that will redeem us, says the Sosemis, brings more simcha than the actual redemption itself. Which means, when you think about the idea of a salvation, Melech Ozer Moshiach, there are two aspects to it. Number one, being saved. And number two, feeling the closeness to the Savior. He got involved. He jumped into the river to schlep you out. To feel the love of the Savior who was willing to go out of his way to save you. Especially when that Savior is the King. That's something we can feel right now, even if the Yeshua hasn't yet come. Knowing that he is the one who will ultimately bring salvation to us ought to be a source of tremendous simcha. The fact that Hashem knows what we're going through, that he loves us, who's taking care of us with tremendous love. And it's only through him that we can survive. Our existence is really dependent on Hashem's good grace. Feeling that. Feeling that and internalizing it. Praising Hashem from that place. Is an awesome experience. So when we say this word Melech, when we say the word Melech so often, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, we don't just think, oh yeah, he's the king. He's the king that is intimately involved with our history, with our destiny, on a national level and on a personal level. And that it's no effort for the creator of everything, who's an infinite being, to be involved in our personal salvation. In our national salvation. To feel worthy. Feel worthy of the King's love, attention, affection. It's so important. To feel that Hashem believes in us, cares about us. We daven, again, from that place that gives us tremendous praise to Hashem, tremendous closeness to Hashem, which is really what this bracha is meant to generate.